The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Do you have evidence that the former president himself was involved?
Yes, we'll show evidence of the president's involvement in this scheme. We'll also, again, show evidence about what his own lawyers came to think about this scheme. Kress.
Just to be clear, you said you have evidence that the then president was involved in putting a fake slate of electors out there. Do you have evidence that he directed it?
I don't want to get ahead of our hearing. We'll show during our hearing what the president's role was in trying to get states to name alternate slates of electors, how that scheme depended initially on hopes that the legislatures would reconvene and bless it.
Will we see that he directed it?
And they pressed forward with it anyway.
Will we see that he directed it?
I don't want to get ahead of what we'll show during the hearing, but we will show you what we know about his role in this.
That was just a couple of days ago. That was Shifty Schiff saying, I have the evidence. I can't show it to you, but I've got the evidence. January 6th, it was an insurrection, despite no one being charged with insurrection. Does this ring a bell at all to you? Are we in a chronic hysteresis, some kind of time slip? Let's remind ourselves of what this man has done before. Play cuts.
This is about as clear evidence you could find of intent by the campaign to collude with the Russians, to get useful information from the Russians.
I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight.
I did say that there is ample evidence, and indeed there is, of collusion of people in the Trump campaign with the Russians.
Ample evidence. That was for the last 5 years. He never provided it. Same old story. Let's unpack everything that is happening on Capitol Hill right now with people who actually believe in the truth and not propaganda. Very good friends of America First, Victoria Tunsing and Joe DeGeneva. Welcome back in studio.
Great to be with you.
All right, so we have so much to discuss. Let's start perhaps not with January 6th and the way it has been proceeding, but with the latest ruminations, noises coming from the Supreme Court. Looks as if a good decision is coming out with regards to parent choice and a certain coach.
Yes, well, there was an important case yesterday that was decided that if Maine was going to give out money to people to go to private schools, they could not say, oh, but you can't go to a religious school. So that religious schools and public schools had to be treated the same to get taxpayer money given them to aid them in going to the schools. This is the last of the anti-Catholicism laws that were
started. Remind us about this, because this is something that maybe younger generations don't appreciate. It was such a big issue, JFK running for president, this potential papist running the government. Right. But there was actually a lot of state animosity to one faith in America, and that was the Catholics.
Yeah, Joe's in my faith, Catholicism. I was called a mackerel snapper.
I'm a mackerel snapper, too, with all the best people.
Well, all three of us. In the Midwest, I mean, there was great prejudice. Nobody wanted their sons to date me. I was a Catholic. Ward as a badge of honor, ultimately. But
so
this is the Blaine
this,
Amendments. We're back.
Explain the Blaine Amendments.
Yes. James G. Blaine wanted a federal amendment to say that no public funds could ever be used for anything that has religion for schools or churches.
Based upon the Disestablishment Clause, a perversion of the Disestablishment Clause.
Right.
That for some strange reason, a Catholic school is somehow a government distortion of the founding principles of the Republic.
Right. No, nothing with it religious could get any kind of government funds. And he tried it, but it failed as a constitutional amendment. So all the states took it up. Well, that's usual. And over 30 states had these kinds of laws that prevented any public taxpayers' money going to any religious schools, mostly Catholic, of course, because that was the time, was the late 1800s, so that was when Catholics were really becoming into the United States as immigrants. And so this, I think this case today is one of the last thing. This is the last issues.
The last vestiges of anti-Catholicism.
Of anti-Catholicism.
And it was a 6-3 vote with the three liberals dissenting. And what it does is it sets the table for
the tolerant liberals don't want freedom of conscience, yes. Joe.
Yes. What this does is, however, though, is wonderful. It sets the table for Coach Kennedy praying at the 50-yard line, because it means he's going to win 6-3 at least 6-3. And what that will do is set into motion a much, much better state of the establishment clause, showing that playing on the 50-yard line and giving money to Catholic private schools does not establish a religion.
Let's just be clear. Let's help out our millions of listeners. As an immigrant, I find it amusing that I have to sometimes explain the disestablishment clause of the American Constitution. It doesn't mean that you can't pray, you know, at a government meeting. It doesn't mean that schools can't start with a prayer. It means that there will be no state religion, as there is in the UK. And it means that nobody can be penalized by the government for being of the wrong faith, quote unquote. End of story. Finish. Koniec filmu. That's the end of it. You said also that we have the National Guard that's arrived here in D.C., expectations of a decision on the abortion case, but it won't be today, won't be Wednesday. You said Thursday is traditionally the day, Joe?
Usually it's Monday and Wednesday at this time of the year, but since they didn't sit on Monday, it'll be Tuesday and Thursday.
Oh, so it's sliding.
Yeah. Okay. Right. And then next Monday will be. And then,
so you think it's going to be tomorrow?
We don't know. We have no idea.
It could be. We'll know if Alito's name shows up, if the first case has Alito's name on
Explain
it.
Explain that.
Well, they have. Here's the way they do it. Opinions are reported out by the court in reverse seniority. The least senior judge who writes the case gets his or her case reported first. And the most senior get their cases reported last. So if you see Alito's name, that's a good sign that Dobbs has been decided.
Because he wrote the decisional memo that was leaked.
Exactly. Well,
but here's the concern that we've been hearing some reporting, and I don't know what it's based on, and that is that Roberts is still trying to massage a compromise. So if that were the case, Roberts would be writing it, and Alito wouldn't be the author.
So, okay, let's spend a couple of minutes there. I wanted to switch topic, but this is far too important. So I'm not a lawyer, but I've read the decision document. Fascinating. It was less of a legal treatise and more of a historic and cultural one.
Exactly.
What is the... Of course, nothing like this has happened before, with a 67-page document being released prior to the final decision. But in internal practice, if an associate justice has written this document, I mean, if you read it, it's very clear. The last paragraph states, as a result, this is sent back to the states. I mean, it is, you know, Roe v. Wade, end, gone, Casey, gone, sent back to the states where the representatives and their constituents can argue it, as is the wont of a republic. Given the way it was written as a fait accompli, is there any room for the Chief Justice to massage anything, Joe?
Yes, that's a first draft.
But
then that's circulated, and then the dissenters say blah, 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 and then they have to send their words to the author of the opinion, and the author gets to say, well, the dissent says, but I say.
But what was that concluding paragraph based on then? It wasn't just Alito saying, I'm sending it back to the states.
Well,
that had to be a measure of the sense of the court.
He had votes. He had enough votes because they showed that that was a majority opinion he was drafting.
For
so
five.
That meant he had at least five. So the bottom line is, if Roberts were to succeed, let's say theoretically, and get a modified opinion which no longer did what Alito's opinion did, in my opinion, that would be a disastrous day for the Supreme Court, because it would mean that political and physical violent pressure and violence at the home of justices led to a change in a decision. And that, I think, would have far more serious consequences for the country than if the original opinion would stay the way it is.
What's Omaro telling you? Is he going to peel somebody off, or is he going to stay?
I think the Alito opinion will stand.
Victoria?
Well, I'm hoping it will, because it would be a travesty.
I can't imagine that Kavanaugh would cave and change his vote. Because here's the thing. It's public what his vote was. it's not a secret anymore. It'd be one thing if you change.
No, it'd be an open reversal.
It would be. Yeah. It would be an absolute change in position, and I'm not sure he would be able to go and speak anywhere.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just. It would be frightening if they had not leaked the opinion. If whoever leaked it had not, there could have been a chance for some massaging, although at oral argument, both sides know halfway.
Right.
It's either you reverse Roe v. Wade or you uphold the law. So, you know, it's I don't know how they would split the baby.
I don't know how you split the baby doing the horrible thing that Roberts did in the Obamacare case, where he said it was commerce, but that was a tax.
Right, where he legislated from the bench.
Exactly.
When a lawyer reads that opinion, you know that he switched, and we also know because we talked to certain justices who were really mad.
Yeah, you're at that point, you're just playing politics. We're talking to Victoria Tansing, Joe DeGeneva. Follow them on Truth Social. They're back on Twitter because of Elon Musk, Vic Tansing. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Please make sure you never miss an episode. Subscribe, go to Spotify, put in my name, write a review, share the links. Gorka, America First on Spotify. Dear friends, if you haven't done so already, please register for our Stand With Israel tour 10 days later this year. We are traveling to the Holy Land with my superb Salem colleague Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife Debbie for the trip of a lifetime. 10 days, we're going to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me or Dinesh. And Israel have dropped all their COVID restrictions. They realize they got it wrong. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going, so you've got no excuse. If you had enough of sitting at home, let's travel there together. Call today, 855-565-5519, or go to standwithisraeltour.com. That number again, 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com. How are you going to find your new favorite piece of outdoor gear? If you sign up for BattleBox, it finds you. BattleBox is your go-to monthly subscription for hand-picked outdoor survival and everyday carry gear. Getting the best gear for yourself not only takes time, but it can be incredibly expensive. That's why BattleBox brings you name brands, high-quality products every month at half the price of what they'd cost you to buy. Just pick the box that works for you and get tested and vetted products you can trust that are selected by an expert team of outdoor professionals. From an Aquapod emergency water kit to an Atomic Bear survival bivy delivered to your doorstep each month. BattleBox has shipped over 1 million boxes since 2015 and been featured everywhere from the New York Times to Survivor's Edge. In my latest BattleBox, I love the 72-hour ration pack. Yes, we've all got our Patriot supplies at home, everything we need for months on end. But what about just 3 days, a couple of days? It's a bag you throw in the back of the car, in your day pack, and you're ready to roll. Find out why outdoor enthusiasts called BattleBox the best gear I never knew I wanted. Sign up, receive, survive. What are you waiting for? Don't miss another BattleBox mission. From now until June 30th, get a free mystery box worth $115 with any new subscription at trybattlebox.com/Gorka. That's battle with no E. That's a free mystery box worth $115 right now at trybattlebox.com/Gorka. That's TryBattleBox.com/Gorka. TryBattleBox.com/Gorka. Yesterday we had Brad Raffensperger and many others appear in front of the January 6th. I'm going to use a phrase one of my callers used, Inquisition. It's either a Star Chamber or an Inquisition. Give us your take to date in the last few weeks, Joe DeGeneva, in terms of your experience working as U.S. Attorney for the District, working as the Special Counsel for the DOJ, as a lawyer to date. Your description of this event.
On January 6th, we were in your studio.
Yes.
When this happened, and my immediate response after watching it was, this was a catastrophic security failure. And everything to date that has come out of these hearings has confirmed that. It shows that they purposely did not want to be prepared. They had insecure fencing. They had insufficient number of police officers, no National Guard, no U.S. troops. The fencing that exists at the Supreme Court in anticipation of the Roe case, the Dobbs case, is the kind of fencing that should have been up. It wasn't. What they had up were bicycle racks and all sorts of things. Yeah. They had their civil disturbance. 50% of them were on leave that day.
Can you explain your unique position in the past in having worked on congressional security?
Well, I was the United States Attorney for the nation's capital. And as part of my job was to coordinate security for the city with the chief of police, the Secret Service, the FBI, and if need be, the Department of Defense for major demonstrations. Because we were going to press criminal charges in my office against anybody who violated whatever the laws were at that time. So when I saw this, I immediately knew on January 6th that somebody had not done their job or someone had prevented people from doing
their
job.
So here's the question. Do you have any sense, given that we found out that Nancy Pelosi refused the president's offer of the National Guard, now we know Chuck Schumer likewise stood down or refused any, well, was provided threat assessments and ignored them.
And Mitch McConnell, he was a majority leader.
Right. Is this just incompetence, or is there something more there, Joe?
On the House side, I am absolutely certain that Nancy Pelosi made a decision not to use troops or to have security at a high level. There's no way when the chief of police, Chief Sund at the time, when he said, I've got to have troops, I've got to have more men, I've got to have more Capitol Police, and he was refused. To me, that's purposeful. There's no other explanation.
Hey, Joe, what day in the hearings is that going to be the issue going to be discussed?
And that, of course,
the same day they discuss Ray Epps. And the tower commander.
For people who don't know, there was a guy named Ray Epps, right, been identified as a Ray Epps, who was standing out there saying, "Come on, go."
Well,
in.
Who was on the FBI's most wanted list for about 10 days, and then just disappeared and went
and
back.
No
home.
One will tell where he is.
I know, it's so strange. Your take on what we're witnessing on Capitol Hill in the last couple of weeks? Victoria?
Well, I call it a Soviet show trial.
Good.
Because where do you have a situation where the person in the dock...
It's not in the dock.
but there's no representation. Right. That person cannot present evidence or witnesses and has nobody to cross-examine the evidence and witnesses that these people are presenting. It's frightening, and I'm so upset that more commentators are not saying that right off the bat. It's one of the most unfair proceedings I've ever seen, and it's so un-American, and people aren't saying that. The Washington Post says, oh, you should go and testify.
No. Why?
This really is the House Un-American Activities Committee.
Oh, that's good. Why are the star witnesses, one of our listeners brought this up, not being sworn in? Isn't that strange? Do they have some fear of perjuring their own witnesses?
I have no
it's
idea.
Bizarre.
Is that, but isn't that strange?
But, yeah. But here's the thing. This is illegitimate in every sense of the word. What Nancy Pelosi has done to the institution of the House is almost, you can't fix it. I pray to God that the Republicans take over the House and the Senate in the next election so that they can right the ship, conduct themselves in a proper way, but also not let the Democrats who did all of this in violation of the House rules and the Constitution get away with it. All of those Democrats should be stripped of committee assignments. They shouldn't be allowed to be on committees, and they should not be allowed to benefit from what they did to undermine. They're the ones who have undermined the Constitution.
But in the past, the Republicans get in, they say, oh, we don't want to be like the Democrats. Don't rock the boat.
There seems to be, from a very simplistic, even childish analysis, it seems so risky for them to do this. Because if you set this precedent now, that we can go after a president, we can go after an administration, do they not realize that if they lose an election, that this can be done to them?
Well, I don't think they had any idea. They thought that they were going to federalize all the elections, so they were going to be
so they
in
just
power
think that they'll
forever.
Be in power forever, and so they can do whatever they want.
Absolutely, this is a drunk with power performance from the beginning of this Congress. They thought they were going to continue to be in power. None of them anticipated that Biden would be such a corrosive and just awful president in every sense of the word. His approval ratings are now down at 37, 33, 39, depending upon which poll. And so I think they've just decided they've gone this far. They don't have any choice. And they're walking the plank themselves.
Yeah. Do you think it will backfire in terms of the mostly apolitical American populace when they look at this? Is this gaining any traction? Do you have a sense?
I think at the gas pump it is. I mean, I don't know that you can win over people that are really not paying attention, but they have to go to the gas pump, or they have to go to the grocery store.
And that's the point.
Yeah.
These hearings have been overtaken by inflation,
right.
Gas, Afghanistan, and this crazy climate change thing, where they've purposely decided they want to destroy the fossil fuel industry from day one, and the American people understand that.
Yeah, we've been playing those cuts from the campaign trail by Joe Biden, where he said, that's it, yep, the goal is to get rid of fossil fuels. Why did January the 6th happen? It happened because of an election that wasn't fair, wasn't transparent. We were told that that was just a conspiracy theory. Well, see the evidence for yourselves. 2 petabytes worth of data, more than 4 million minutes of CCTV camera footage, is Dinesh D'Souza's new movie. I'm in it. I've got a stake in it. It is that important. More than 1 million downloads in the first 6 days. More than 100,000 DVDs mailed out. See the evidence for yourself, and then you decide. Go to salemnow.com. Download and order 2,000 Mules, brought to you by the Salem Media Group. That's 2,000 Mules. Go today, salemnow.com.
Dear friends, you know my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you'll get $90 off a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. They took over 2 years to develop. They're designed to wear indoor and out. I've already worn out my first pair of My Slippers, and they're made with the same amazing MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and lined with real suede. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code Gorka for that massive discount, or just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and put in the secret code G-O-R-K-A. This offer won't last long. You won't regret it. They are the best slippers I have ever owned. And $90 off MyPillow.com. Do it today. Promo code G-O-R-K-A.
So the big question of the January 6th show trial, I'm going to use that phrase, show trial, is the target, former boss President Trump. Let's start with you, Victoria. How great is his legal jeopardy? Because I've seen a couple of different avenues of attack. First, it was he caused the insurrection. He incited the violence. That's why they've never showed the clip of him saying, march peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol, which, of course, would refute that. Now, they seem to have switched tactics midway and say that he raised funds to investigate fraudulent election activities and then did nothing with it and just kept it for his own purposes or political campaigning, and they're going to try and use some kind of financial charge. Whatever it is he in legal jeopardy?
I can't see any basis for legal jeopardy. Now, the latest is what you had Adam Schiff talking about at the beginning of the hour, the alternative slate.
Oh, and yes, let's unpack this.
The electors.
The alternative electors slate, which was done by the Democrats in 1960, by the way, and nobody went after them criminally.
What would the charge even be then?
Well, that's I was just going to say, that's why Dana Bash is such a suck-up reporter. She didn't say it.
Please, reporter.
Oh, okay.
It
would be a conspiracy to defraud the United States government of faithful electors. That's what it would be.
But it's got to be something. That's going to be something illegal about that. And when it was done in 1960, what is the difference between having a slate of electors? And here's what was in the documents. It said, if Trump wins, legal arguments. I mean, language to that effect were in there. It wasn't like, we are the other electors.
Right. We're going to make up the results.
No, if he wins in court decisions, yeah. Because there's a certain deadline by which electors have to be chosen. So if they weren't...
The safe harbor.
If they weren't there, signed up as electors, then they would forego even if Trump won in every single legal case.
Not only that, this wasn't being done in secret. This was being talked about. All of this was publicly known. People knew what people were trying to do. It was all part of the political process. Rough and tumble, but nonetheless, known.
And so what's the difference between that and a guy by the name of Daniel Bresenoff, who in 2016, in December, went out and got all kinds of ads to tell the Texas electors to vote for Hillary Clinton?
Correct.
I mean, that was in complete contradiction to what the law provided, which was Trump won Texas, the electors have to vote for Trump. It wasn't an alternative slate. It was, hey, go out and disobey what Texas state law is, which is you have to vote for whoever won the state.
Let's just remind ourselves exactly of what they did, the Democrats did in 2016. The same people who said it's an insurrection, you can't do this, they did it against President Trump. Play cut.
I have an objection because 10 of the 29 electoral votes cast by Florida were cast by electors not lawfully certified.
I object to the votes from the state of Wisconsin, which were not should not be legally certified.
No debate.
Mr. President, I object to the certificate from the state of Georgia on the grounds that the electoral votes were not...
No debate. There's no debate.
And I object to the certificate for the state of North Carolina.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina. I object.
I object to the certificate from the state of Alabama. The electors were not lawfully certified.
Is it signed by a senator?
Not as of yet, Mr. President.
In that case, the objection cannot be entertained. The objection cannot be entertained.
Counting,
debate is not in order.
Ballot. Even with the
there is no debate in order. Is it signed by a senator? There is no debate. There is no debate in the joint session.
I don't think they should have.
There is no debate. There is no debate.
And the mass
please come to order. The objection cannot be received.
But the Russian
Section 18, Title 3 of the United States Code prohibits debate in the joint session.
I do not wish to debate. I wish to ask, is there one United States senator who will join me in this letter
there
of
is no debate. There is no debate. The gentlewoman will suspend.
Should Jamie Raskin and Maxine Waters have been charged with insurrection or defrauding the American people, Joe?
No, and that's precisely why all of this exercise is ludicrous. Sure, there was an offensive riot on Capitol Hill on January 6th. There was a breach of the Capitol, which never should have occurred had there been proper security, but it did occur, and all those people should have been properly prosecuted fairly, which they haven't been
no.
under these circumstances. And so the question is, no, they what Raskin and Maxine Waters and all the other people did in 2016 is exactly what was being done this time.
But the Democrats wanted any Republican who voted that way not to be able to run for office again.
Yes, they wanted to have them disbarred. You've mentioned the fate of those who were involved in the riot. 800 people arrested, more than 100 still in political prison cells in solitary, not far from this studio. Please support them. I try to mention the occasion. PatriotFreedomProject.com is how their families, their wives, their children are being supported. Please give generously. My colleague Dinesh D'Souza gave $100,000 to the families of these prisoners. That's PatriotFreedomProject.com, PatriotFreedomProject.com. I don't think I asked you, Joe. I got a Victoria's answer. Is President Trump in legal jeopardy, given what you've heard so far in the January 6th show trial?
Shouldn't be. There's no evidence that he did anything illegal. This is about politics.
Yeah.
The entire January 6th and its progeny is about politics. Some of it is very ugly politics. Some of it is unwise politics. But there's nothing that the president did, and there's no evidence that's been presented by the January 6th committee to show that any crimes were committed by anyone.
But listen,
yeah.
We have a corrupt Justice Department.
Oh, clearly.
Merrick Garland has used it for political purposes. And I give you an example, Project Veritas. That, I mean, there is no crime in having a diary of the president's daughter.
That was abandoned property.
But was
not
abandoned
stolen.
Property. And there's
abandoned
no,
property.
No debate about that.
And then he has his offices raided. Or what about
his
the
home?
No.
And his
home. His home. And he
and
was handcuffed and shoved up against the wall.
Or just the news that was broken, I think, on Friday by our friend John Solomon, that Stephen Colbert's crew team breaks into Congress, is arrested, is handcuffed, and the same U.S. Attorney's Office that brought the charges against the January 6th rioters refused to press charges against this left-wing TV show's team.
But Peter Navarro, what happened to him is an impeachable offense. Whoever authorized that is it's so disgusting.
This is the, one of the most terrible things that Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray have done. They have weaponized the FBI. The FBI is acting on orders. The handcuffing and shackling of Peter Navarro at an airport for a misdemeanor offense was done for political purposes to intimidate him, to embarrass him, and to intimidate others. That is disgraceful supervisory authority by the Attorney General and the FBI director. It's happened before. It's never happened to the extent that this has been done by Merrick Garland and the FBI director, Christopher Wray. This is disgraceful, what happened to Peter Navarro.
So the bottom line of what we're saying to you is no reasonable,
so something crazy
no
could
reasonable
happen.
Lawyer prosecuted.
So out of January, there's a commission. Something crazy could happen.
Yes, because Merrick
this
Garland
is, a corrupt
is acting
Justice
in a political
Department.
Way. Absolutely.
So given what you've said about DOJ, the political weaponization of the FBI, let's talk about the recent Sussman acquittal. We've discussed again and again and again John Durham. The next case won't be in D.C. It'll be in Virginia, which is only slightly less completely Democrat than the nation's capital. Will anything of meaning, of worth, come out of the Durham investigation?
It already has. I think that Durham's investigation has revealed the perfidy of Hillary Clinton and all the people around her responsible for fabricating the lie about the Russian collusion hoax, that it was used as a way to cover up for her horrible campaigning and her outrageous performance as a candidate. But the other thing is that the simple truth of what happened there is that the Russian conspiracy was a lie. It was a lie from the beginning. Everybody knew it, and yet it was pursued vigorously by the Democratic Party and by the senior leadership of the FBI that knew it was a lie.
Yeah.
And in the book Shattered, and I don't know if you've read it, but in the very last chapters, it talks about how they're going to say, this wasn't Hillary's fault. We're going to blame it on the Russians.
That is the chronicling of her campaign to New York Times or Washington Post authors trailed her campaign.
It was supposed to be
the start of the victory.
She shattered the ceiling. She was elected president. And then, because of their access to write the book, they see what happens after she loses. And they are present and are told about the conspiracy that is created out of whole cloth to blame the Russians as a way to forgive her loss and to explain
her
loss.
And then they
were
quiet about it. And then they didn't say a word as all of this was going on.
Your expectations of the Durham investigation going forward?
Well, it's not expectations. It's hope that more indictments proceed. But
he laid out a
knows?
Conspiracy. I hope he brings
it. We don't know why he didn't charge the conspiracy.
I would have charged the conspiracy that Sussman was clearly involved in with all those people.
Of course, they would have acquitted them all because it's a
Fine.
D.C. jury.
You know, there's nothing you can do about it. See, by the way, the acquittal of Sussman, the D.C. jury system is such that a Republican cannot get a fair trial in the District of Columbia. But that started back in the Nixon administration when the trials were there. Those D.C. juries were never going to give a Republican a fair trial. Ronald Reagan's attempted assassination, that jury that found John Hinckley not guilty by reason of insanity, that was a verdict against Reagan. Yeah. They hated Reagan. They hated Republicans. They were never going to convict Hinckley.
And when Scooter Libby was on trial, they said, why isn't Cheney in the dock? One of the jurors said that. So, and the FBI uses this. If they've got somebody, because I've had these clients, who did something in the venue is the District of Columbia, they say, do you really want to go to trial with a D.C. jury? I mean, that's what they did to Mike Flynn.
Yeah. Does that mean that this can never be any different? Is there no option to have these trials? Can a good lawyer not argue to have them held outside of D.C.?
Well, you can argue for a change of venue. It's in the total discretion of the trial court. These judges that now sit on the district court in the District of Columbia are overwhelmingly Democrat, and they are not sympathetic to notions of jury, the type of criticism of juries that we're talking about here. I think it would be highly unsuccessful. It's a very bad situation.
But I want to tie that up with the point we were talking about earlier, and that is that these people from the January 6th have been languishing in solitary confinement and otherwise. What's wrong with the D.C. judges? They don't get these people out. Doesn't one of them have a sense of this is illegal, this is unconstitutional?
You mean the judges who are hearing their cases?
They're the ones that set the bond.
Yeah.
They don't have to
political decisions, no?
Yeah, well, that's...
Or just lack of courage.
It certainly appears like there is an animus toward all of the January 6th defendants.
By all the judges.
Most of the judges. There's been one or two judges that have objected to the bond situation. But for the most part, there's been no pushback from the judges against the federal government, the prosecutors.
And to have these accused be forced to make statements from the courtroom that, yes, I recognize Joe Biden is the legitimate president. That is what happens in a Stalinist regime, when you are forced to make self-critical statements.
It's got nothing to do with the law in a case and what they're charged with. These having people make statements like that. And by the way, having the judges not doing a good job of jury selection, allowing people to sit, for example, on the Sussman jury. Yeah. Three people who worked for Hillary, gave money to Hillary. The relationship, the judge's wife was representing Lisa Page. I mean, my goodness. But what in the world about the appearances of fairness were completely lacking for the government?
You may be celebrating the fact that the Disinformation Governance Board is, well, its director will have to find another job, but they still want to control information. They still want to censor you. So, dear friends, don't use a cell phone that is connected to one of the big cell phone providers. They're not on your side. They have given millions of dollars to left-wing organizations, including Planned Parenthood. Join the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. I am proud to be associated with them. It is Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide coverage. You can switch today. You can keep your old number. After Verizon surrendered my phone records to Nancy Pelosi's witch hunt show trial, I switched immediately my whole family to Patriot Mobile. You can do it today. Special discounts for veterans and first responders. Use my name to get free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. They have proven themselves. Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of donations to organizations that protect your liberties, religious liberty, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and supporting our veterans and first responders. Switch today, 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. All right, I'm going to, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I'm going to ask a question that I ask all of my freedom fighters who come on the show, and I've asked you before. Let's start with you, Victoria. All of the things we've mentioned when it comes to a politicized law enforcement, intelligence community, DOJ, can these things be fixed if the right person is in the White House and we have the Senate in the House?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
The cultures can't be changed?
They can be turned around, but Bill Barr started to do it, but he got all kinds of stories about how he was politicizing the Justice Department. It has to take somebody with enough cojones, male or female, to go in there and not care what anybody thinks about
him. Well, he was a huge disappointment. I told him to his face, and he just laughed at me. Can it be fixed, Joe?
Yes, but it requires complete control of the government. You have to have both houses, you have to have the presidency, and you must reorganize the Department of Justice. You need a new FBI director without any doubt, because otherwise they'll never be.
But is that enough? Well, when you see FBI agents dutifully executing a warrant against Peter Navarro, putting him in leg shackles, it's not just the seventh floor that's a problem, is it?
You need a powerful leader who publicly says the culture here is going to change, and if it isn't, people are going to be let go. I mean, you just have to take control of an institution like that with a powerful leader. And that clearly the FBI doesn't have one now.
Has it ever been this bad before?
Never.
Never. It's never been this bad.
You know, it would be like in the Justice Department, if the Democrats got in, there would be lots of antitrust cases. The Republicans got in, there would be anti-pornography cases. It was all silly kind of...
Policies.
And who...
It wasn't targeting somebody you disagree with.
I can't ever believe. I mean, I go back to Project Veritas. What happened to James O'Keefe? You don't do that. No. And not a whimper from the press.
Of course. We've been talking to Victoria Tansing, Joe DeGenova. Follow them at Vic Tansing on Twitter. They're back, thanks to Elon, also Truth Social. If you'd enjoy the show, make sure to support those that make shows like this possible. They want to cancel him as well. They've banned him from Walmart. He's a great friend of the president. He's a truth teller. He's Mike Lindell. Show him you've got his back, and they can't cancel him. Use my name and get up to 66% off his line of more than 150 superb products, including $90 off the sheepskin lined My Pillow memory foam slippers. They truly are a joy to wear. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A for those massive discounts across the board. Treat your family for, you know, the America's birthday. It's coming up just around the corner. Call 800-829-8468 or just go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. And don't forget to subscribe to the show. Wherever you get your podcasts, for example, Spotify, look for my name, Sebastian Gorka. Plug in America First. It's free. Write a review. It helps with those dastardly algorithms. Share the links and guarantee that you never, ever miss an episode. That's Spotify, America First, Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Well, they're on the march. The spineless, gutless, yellow-bellied fake conservatives of the GOP establishment want to give up your gun rights. 14 of them have signed on to a bill. We're going to share their names with you so you can make them pay the political price and maybe even get them primaried. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank swamp that is Washington, D.C. We have new revelations from Uvalde, not good ones. We have a new sweetheart lobbying deal for the Obamas. We have Kamala Harris's fortunes are diminishing day by day. And we have the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, on a surprise secret visit to the Ukraine. Why? Exactly. And more flights under the cover of darkness of illegal immigrants across the nation, thanks to your taxpayer dollars. But first, we get information from everywhere. And what I'm going to play for you right now is a long clip that was sent to be my cigar buddies. And it's stunning. It's from a graduate of Harvard University called Julia Hartman. And it is perhaps the most succinct summary of how the left won the culture war. An analysis of what it's going to take to win. Listen to this incredible young lady from the belly of the beast speaking inside Harvard, Julie Hartman.
Last spring break, I went on a trip with 100 other Harvard undergraduates to Israel. It was one of the most extraordinary experiences of my life, and I will always be grateful to Harvard for that. I recalled the trip with awe and joy, but a certain moment rattled me. our group attended a Shabbat dinner at a Tel Aviv synagogue. The rabbi proclaimed, "Welcome to Israel. You are all here from America, the best country in the world." He paused, but not a single person clapped. The Israelis stared in disbelief. Americans are the freest, most privileged people on earth. Yet many of us are ashamed to show any, even the tiniest trace of national pride. Why? Because we Americans of recent generations have been swaddled in prosperity and security, and in consequence have become ungrateful for the blessings we enjoy. It requires vigorous athletic imagination for most of us to consider the basic brutal realities that much of the world experiences daily. Even worse, we have consumed a cultural diet that reduces America to its ugliest moments and dismisses its noble ideals and accomplishments as jingoism. This nation saved the world from global catastrophe 3 times in the 20th century. This nation has grown to treat racial, ethnic, and religious minorities with equality and respect compared to other places and times on earth. This is the nation where people are not constrained by their gender, religion, or class, but can work to achieve a better life. In this nation, we can criticize our government, secure in the knowledge that we will rise the next morning and our country will still respect our rights. We view these things to be our birthright, our permanent and guaranteed condition. They exist only because past generations have sacrificed to secure and maintain them. And to our discredit, we have used these blessings not to strengthen our country, but to tear it down. We members of this university and we Americans have shirked our responsibility as the most privileged cohort on earth. We have remained cringingly silent in the face of corrosive ideas, woke culture, that has corrupted our institutions and severed the bonds that hold our country together. The New York Times won a Pulitzer Prize for reporting that the sole purpose of the American Revolution was to preserve slavery. And we remain silent. The Oregon Department of Education asserts that showing your work and finding the right answer in math is white supremacist. And we remain silent. The American Medical Association has stated that the U.S. should remove gender from birth certificates. And we remain silent. Howard Zinn, the author of the most widely read history text in American public schools, said that America has done, quote, more bad than good. And we remain silent. A huge percentage of the donations to the National Black Lives Matter organization have been spent on compensation and benefits, including several extravagant real estate purchases and questionable consulting contracts. And we remain silent. On this campus, we often hear how oppressive America is. Just outside of this church, there was a sign for Israeli Apartheid Week of an upside-down, faded American flag with painted bullet holes in it. And we remain silent. We must not lie to ourselves or to one another by denying that a large reason that we remain silent is that we see personal and professional advantages in doing so. We are ashamed to be American. The shame should be on us. The people who excoriate religion live in a society where freedoms are based on teachings in the Bible. Many who say that the nuclear family is antiquated grew up in two-parent households. Those who condemn the police as oppressive still summon them when they are in danger. And too many use their right to free speech to advocate suspending it for all who disagree with them. What a litany of dishonesty. We are using our privilege to undermine the very system that has given us that privilege. America, despite its failings, is the last great stand on earth. We must speak up against this now, or our civilization will face a somber reckoning. As President Reagan said, if not us, who? If not now, when?
If not us, who? If not now, when? God bless Julie Hartman. I only spent 1 year at Harvard. She spent 4 years at Harvard. To survive and to actually say what she did in front of people at Harvard. Well, we need many, many more like her. The truth is, this is the greatest nation on God's earth. It represents the pinnacle of our civilization, and those who captured our elite hate our civilization and hate America. There's only one way to stop them. That is to stand up to them, show them for the self-hating nihilists that they are, and tell the truth about what America stands for, and that we celebrate the greatest nation on God's earth. Let's get that woman on the show. Let's celebrate people like her, because it will be those who have the courage to tell the truth that will take this nation back from those who believe in nothing. That is their credo. They hate themselves and they believe in nothing. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Be sure to be subscribed to our show. Go to your favorite platform. Go to Spotify. Punch in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Subscribe. It's absolutely free. Write a review, share the links, and guarantee that you never, ever miss an episode. Our special one-on-one guests today, Joe DeGenova and Victoria Tansing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.